If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, and I am your host, Diane Allen. This podcast is for smart and sensitive people. You know, the people who are gifted and talented, the visionaries like yourself. You're listening for a reason. Most likely because you've gone through parts of your life, or maybe all of your life, and no one really has understood you. Maybe even you don't understand yourself. So the Someone Gets Me podcast is born so that you can feel understood. You can get tools and tips and hear interviews from people who have learned how to make friends with their own sensitivities. This podcast is for adults who have sensitivities, families, and people who would like to deal with their intensities and sensitivities in a healthy, productive way. The Someone Gets Me podcast was born out of a phrase that many of my clients have said to me over the past 30 years of working with people. After listening with my heart and my ears, many of my clients say, "Wow, someone gets me." So thus, the name of the podcast, Someone Gets Me. You can look forward to education about things that are important to intensely sensitive and bright, talented people. You can look forward to being inspired with information, with stories, with all the things that keep us alive and vibrant, making sure that through this format, you receive what you need to live your perfect vision and be awesomely happy more than you ever have before. I also will supply you during different episodes with actions that work for you. Through all my years of working with people and making changes in my own life, with both formal education and, of course, life experience, there are lots of actions that work to help us. Some of them are so easy and they make life so much better. Sometimes it takes just reminding you. But no matter what, you will always receive inspiration and actions to go with it so that you can live your vision, you can be inspired, and most importantly, you will have a smile on your face. So that is what this podcast is about. I'd like to tell you a story about a person who inspired this podcast and the type of people, and I'm sure that you will resonate with this story, and then you'll be able to walk away knowing that you have someone who gets you. I'd like to talk to you about a man, and his name is Leo. Now, that's not his real name. It's the name I'm going to give him for the story, because the real name doesn't matter. It's the story that matters. Well, Leo was this amazing guy and very smart. He was very well educated, had a great family, great wife, great children. Everything seemed great on the outside. But Leo found me, and what he talked about was this kind of dissatisfaction. Not really depression, like depression needing medicine, but a dissatisfaction that had him feeling heavy and a little disconnected from the people all around him. Well, Leo worked with me and we talked about things, and he got a perspective and realized he was living by some old belief systems. He was living by the belief system that his job as the head of the house was to make all the money, sacrifice time with his family, and just make sure everybody has all the money they need. So as you can imagine, the love, the connection, the intimacy, the closeness, even with his children who are now adults, was very much suffering for many years. And that's where that disconnection came from, and that deep heart dissatisfaction. So Leo and I worked together, and he made some changes. He found a purpose and meaning in his life and added hobbies and added leisure things, We worked on his communication and how he really communicated his love and care to his family beyond buying them things, beyond earning the money for their welfare and making sure everybody was taken care of. But he learned how to have a real heart connection. And Leo told me after working with me for quite some time that he had a vibrancy and a feeling of alive and satisfaction in life that he's never, never had before. And I started thinking about the fact that here is this person who has lived a long time and he hasn't ever been that satisfied. And then he looked at me one day and laughed and he said, "You know, you get me. You get me like no one else has. I'm so glad I found you because now I can be happy and fulfilled." Now, I haven't talked to Leo in a while. The last time I did talk to him, he was traveling and enjoying time with his wife, visiting his adult children, his grandchildren. But most importantly, what he shared with me was that he has a life vision and a life purpose that he never felt connected to before. I reminded Leo that that vision and that purpose has always been there, that really all I was the jumper cable to help bring it out in him, to help him see how great he really was, and that that gift was always there. It's just about focusing your action so the vision can show up. So Leo and I had this great time, and he's out happy now. What happens with smart and gifted and sensitive people is that sometimes, just sometimes, you're not understood. And if you don't understand you and the people around you don't understand you, sometimes it's extremely hard to feel satisfied and fulfilled. So hopefully this podcast will bring to you some enlightenment, some inspiration, maybe some stories that will help you see that you're not alone, because you're not. Smart and sensitive people sometimes have a harder way in life, and sometimes things are much more difficult, especially when others around them think that because you're smart, life should be easier, or because you're sensitive, life should be easier. That's not the case at all. Because you're smart and because you're sensitive, sometimes things are harder. So welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast. We're going to close episode one now, and we're going to be moving on to other episodes. You can look for our content to come out roughly once a week, at least in the beginning. If you have any questions, you can email me through the show notes at diane@visionsapplied.com. You're welcome to visit my website if you'd like, and make sure that you make it a great day.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.